All right, Shavuot, say good morning. Let's continue. So we find ourselves still towards the beginning of Perek Tes. We're picking up on page Pei Gimel, section Gimel. Od mimafsidei hazrizos. Shavuot is a very profound piece. The Ramchal goes on and he explains. Remember, we're talking about in this chapter over here, the issues, or I should say, the things which detract or derail one from acquiring the midah of zrizos, the character traits or the attributes which interfere with the midah of zrizos. So another thing which interferes with acquiring the midah of zrizos is actually really incredible. Rov hapachat v'godel hamora min page peydalid hazman v'toldosa. Translate this phrase and then we'll explain it a little bit more. Literally, Rofa Pachad, fear, or a great amount of fear. God Lahamora also means great amount of fear from time and what will occur. From time and what will occur. Let's give some examples and then we'll explain it. Kipam Yura Mehakara Meachom. Sometimes you're scared it's going to be too hot or it's going to be too cold. Upam Mehapigoim Uminachaloim. And sometimes you're scared, ultimately, again, of different occurrences or from getting ill. Or sometimes you're afraid the wind is going to be too strong or other things like this. What is Ramchal referring to over here? He's referring to over here anxiety over the unknown. That there are some people, again, we've spoken about this before. If you were to go ahead and analyze any particular course of action before you take it, you would almost always arrive at the same conclusion, that the most logical thing to do is not to act. Not to act, because within every action there is the possibility for something terrible to occur. Whether it's crossing the street, whether it's going on vacation, whatever it might be, there's always the possibility that something just wrong or something terrible is going to occur. Therefore, the only logical course of action is inaction. And there are people who, because of this anxiety, ultimately kind of end up in a state of what we call analysis paralysis, right? I can't move anywhere because everything is so scary. There are so many possibilities. So the Ramchal says, and I'm about to say this is something very real, that there are people who lose out on opportunities in life because they're so focused on analyzing all of the what ifs, all of the what ifs. Well, if I do this, then this. If I do this, then this. If I do this, then this. So I might as well do nothing. So the Ramchal says over here, he says a person could go ahead and think about all the things that could occur. Well, I'd love to go out and accomplish today, but it's supposed to be very hot. I mean, I don't like sweating. It's supposed to be very cold, and I never like being cold. If I get cold, I may catch a cold. And if I catch a cold, there's this hurricane now that's hitting Canada, and who knows, it might come to Baltimore in the next hour. Right. So, again, a person could think about all of these things, and the truth is, at the end of the day, it just paralyzes me. So says Ramchal, this ultimately tracks if you get anxiety over the what ifs of the future. So a person is literally paralyzed to a state of inaction. Hu ha'inyon sh'amar Shlomo alav ha'shalom. This is what Shlomo Alech said in Mishlei. Amar Atzil, the lazy person says, Shachal ba'derech ari bin erachovos. So it's literally translated, it means that the lazy person says, Shachal is another name, Judas David says in footnote number 22, is another name for a lion. There's a lion on the road, there's a lion between the crossings. So I'll say, so just to understand the nature of Shlomo HaMelech, what he's discussing over here is as follows. Shlomo HaMelech is saying is, a person might want to set out on a journey to accomplish something, and they'll say, you know what, I would, but there's that danger of lion on the roads. Now, the novelty over here in Shlomo HaMelech's statement is, there's only one problem. I live in a place where there are no lions, right? There are no lions on the road. But when a person begins to go ahead and feel anxious over the different possibilities as to what could occur, ein ledavar sof. Then suddenly, again, I'm afraid of lions on the road, even though, again, there are no lions in my particular region. And of course, he's framing this as something that is a detractor or a preventer of Zrizos. So we'll say this mindset, this analysis paralysis, doesn't just prevent Zrizos, it prevents any type of forward moving momentum. A person is just paralyzed into a total state of inaction because of thinking about all the different things that could occur. Ukvar ginu chachamino zichron levracha hamidazos v'yichasu alachatron. And both said, this is actually very interesting. Now, Chazal understood that when a person has this state of analysis paralysis, Sivo said, I just want to point out, sometimes a person has this because they have anxiety, right? So there are different forms of anxiety. A person could have a clinical anxiety, which again is a clinical, it's a physiological, psychological condition. That's not what he's referring to over here. Obviously, a person like that needs different forms of treatment. He understands that when a person doesn't do things because they're scared of all the possibilities, he says often that's reflective of the fact that they're a sinner. Now, what does that mean? He says, when a person ultimately, again, knows that deep down, I am a chote, if I know that I'm a sinner and I'm not doing the right thing in life, it erodes my confidence. And when it erodes my confidence, that confidence erosion manifests itself in the form of a lack of self-confidence, which manifests itself in a form of anxiety. So the Ramchal and the Chazal understood, if you're totally indecisive and you're plagued with anxiety and you can't move yourself forward, assuming you do not have a clinical diagnosis, that's because you're a chote. That's because you're not sure of yourself because you realize that there's something broken inside of you. When a person is in a good state of their ruchnius, and a person is in a good state of their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that yields confidence. That yields confidence. A proper spiritual equilibrium creates confidence. Where there is not that confidence, that might be indicative of chet. He goes on and he says, O mikra misayom, tichsev pachadu b'tzion, chatam achza ra'ada chanefim. The Gemara here records a story in Maseches Berachos that there was a Rebbe who saw his student very fearful, and the Rebbe told his student, "Chata'at, you're clearly a sinner." Ela alzen ne'emar b'tach ba'Hashem va'ase tov shchan eretz ure'e emunoso. Closer, we'll say so again. Now, I want to be clear. Ramchal is not saying that there are never times for anxiety or that there are never times for nervousness, of course. But he's saying that sometimes when a person is frozen and a person can't move forward and there's no way ultimately, again, to progress and there's no confidence to make decisions, that sometimes that's indicative of chet. If I was in a good place with my ruchnius, then again, I would find the courage to move forward. And if I can't, it's perhaps because I recognize that there's some deficiency. There's something broken inside of me. Let's finish with this phrase. Klalo shel davar, says Ramchal, the general principle is, Shetzarach shiyasem ha'adam es atzmo arai ba'olam v'kavua ba'avoda. Yisratzev v'yistapik b'chol anyanei olam b'mashem izdamilo. V'yikach min haba b'yado v'yerachok min ha'menucha. V'karov l'malacha u'la'amal. V'yenachom libo batuach b'ashem. V'lo yira mitoldos hazman upegav. So what Ramchal does is kind of summarizes things in this last statement. He kind of wraps up the first part of Perek Tes, which is that really the klalo shel davar is that a person ultimately has to go ahead and move away from a pure pursuit of material pleasure. Because remember, again, the first thing that Ramchal says that distracts from Zrizus is where a person begins to think that life is all about menucha. Life is all about being pampered. Life is all about being comfortable. Life is all about being rested. Life is all about having it easy. Well, again, if that's my mindset, then by definition, the acquisition of Zrizus is virtually impossible. So a person one has to move away from that particular mindset. And number two, says Ramchal, a person has to live life with a sense of confidence. When you have confidence, a confidence that comes from the fact of knowing that you're doing the right thing and that you are doing your best to be a good person, such a person like that finds the confidence to move forward. And not just to move forward, but to move forward in life with a sense of zrizos. Masha'in kein, when I know that something inside of me is broken, when I know that I'm not really doing the things I need to be doing, when I know that I'm not really living the life that I need to be living, that often creates a certain sense of anxiety. And that anxiety prevents me from moving forward, not just in my avodas Hashem, but prevents me from moving forward in my life in general with a sense of zrizus. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem section Dalid tomorrow.